Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. And today, we're getting kind of naughty. Not really. The title implies that we may get naughtier than usual, but I found a very fitting definition of vanilla, which has nothing to do with the sexual side of things. And it is this, to be found in the Urban Dictionary. Vanilla. A word used to describe someone with little inclination to do anything spontaneous or exciting, either sexually or in general everyday life. A vanilla person will not be open to try new and exciting things, instead preferring to remain dull, innocent, and safe. Now my question to you, are you vanilla? At least sometimes. Because I definitely see myself in this definition. I tend to not be really spontaneous, and I tend to stay away from exciting things. And I wouldn't say that my life is dull, but yes, I tend to stay on the safe side. I like to play it safe. And now I was a little irritated because I actually noticed that the definition did have some sexuality in it, which I think isn't a bad thing for this podcast. Fairly at the beginning of recording this podcast, I did a series of, let's call them, steamier episodes, or at least with a steamier title. And they kind of got more downloads and clicks and so on. But yeah, we know the story, sex sells and everything, but that's not the point. The point is, actually, that I think being too vanilla means standing in your own way. Because if you play it too safe, and if you're too focused on creating a safe space for yourself, you won't really feel fulfilled. And I noticed yesterday that I am so scared to take up space, to be present, to be really fully myself, and to express all of my thoughts. And I do have some controversial thoughts sometimes, or not thoughts, but like views. It's totally up to everyone to decide for themselves what to do and what not. But for example, veganism isn't something that I would ever make part of my life because it's just not healthy. And that's my opinion. And I'm just noticing that I'm shying away from actually stating my opinions in everyday life and on here. And I sort of want to change that a little bit. You're noticing in the way that I'm speaking that I'm hesitant. But yeah, I don't want to be vanilla or chocolate or strawberry or any generic flavor. I want to be a really individual and delicious concoction of flavors that people have never tasted before. Like cinnamon with coconut and brownie swirls and maybe a tiny tad of ginger for the spice. So I don't want to be vanilla, and I don't want this podcast to be, you know, it's called Sweet But Salty for a reason. So I definitely want to bring back the salt in my life. So I'm probably going to create episodes that are more sarcastic, that are more bantery, that are more controversial. I'm going to talk about topics that I care about. And yes, I'm a kind person, but kindness should never lead us to downplaying ourselves or changing ourselves or pretending that we're different or holding back. Kindness is meant to make you more empathetic and more honest. And honesty implies that you are being open to, and that you talk about the things that are on your mind. And I hope I could inspire you to kind of let go of that little thing in your life that's holding you back, whatever it may be. Maybe it's a big thing. It doesn't matter. Let it go and free yourself. And I'm going to leave you with this. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you are listening. And also, don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. Thank you so much, and I will catch you on Thursday. Bye.